Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUTA 9.5 FM. Okay, I see hundreds of movies a year, and I think I have a pretty good grasp of current cinema, but what do I know about old Hollywood? Next to nothing. So, when I heard that TIFF was running a retrospective of a famous movie star through December, I thought I'd finally take a look at what all the fuss is about. The actress is Bette Davis, and they're playing a selection of her films at TIFF through December. I've always avoided these movies, so this is actually the first time I've ever seen them before. Bette Davis has huge round eyes, a long nose, and a very distinctive voice. Why is she famous? Well, I'm starting to understand. She plays these strong, often tyrannical women, but ones who don't necessarily end up getting what they want. And she can convey her meaning with a grand gesture, a cruel slap, or a dismissive flick of her fingers. So this week I'm looking at three of her movies from three stages of her career. There's a romantic drama set in the Old South when she was a huge star in the 30s, a dramatic horror movie set in Hollywood in the 60s when she had her second comeback, and an amazing drama from the 50s about Broadway theater, which was her first major comeback. Jezebel, directed by William Wyler. It's antebellum New Orleans, a land of strange customs. Chivalry prevails. A gentleman can be challenged to a duel at dawn merely for besmirching a woman's name. But at the same time, half the people there are enslaved to the other half. They're slaves. In the middle of this world is Julie, played by Bette Davis, a strong-willed Southern belle living on a halcyon plantation. She loves one man only, a businessman named Press Dillard, played by a young Henry Fonda. But she also loves her freedom, riding horses and asserting her own opinions. Damn the rest. But she commits a social faux pas at the grand ball by appearing in a red dress, not the requisite white one. What a Jezebel! The audacity! The horror! Press heads up north without asking her hand in marriage. He returns a few years later, a changed man. Julie, struck by melancholy, is sure he's come back for her, but has he? When the plot thickens, she sets in motion a series of intricate revenge schemes among her friends, schemes that could lead to someone's death. This is all done in the midst of a plague of yellow fever, all out there among the swamps, a symbol of the putrefaction of the entire pre-war South. Will Julie change her ways and feel regret, and will Press ever love her again, or at least respect her? This movie's an interesting look at another era, but it was so far removed from my experience right now, it's hard for me to sympathize. A red dress? Honor? Chivalry? How do you take a movie seriously after seeing 12 Years a Slave? It's the same era, but told from the people who are the real oppressed people. How can you feel sorry for someone who gets oppressed for wearing a red dress? Still, and this is not a spoiler, the closing scene, the cinematography, just the whole epic feel of it is great and not to be missed. Next, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, directed by Robert Aldrich. Baby Jane Hudson is a tap-dancing child star of vaudeville, known for her blonde bologna curls and frilly white dresses. Her father flogs life-size Baby Jane dolls at every performance. Her plain sister Blanche depends on the income, but with the dawn of the talkies, Blanche's Hollywood star rises even while Jane's falls. And when Blanche is crippled after a deliberate car crash, Jane becomes her personal nursemaid out of guilt. Okay, now it's the early 60s and they still live in the same rat-infested old Hollywood mansion. The adult Jane, played by Bette Davis, of course, still has her blonde curls, but she's an old woman now with wrinkles and inches of white pancake makeup slapped on her cheeks and grotesque black eyeliner and misshapen lipstick. Blanche, played by Joan Crawford, Mommy Dearest, is in a wheelchair, and she's isolated in a room upstairs and can't come down. So they exist in a sort of a truce. But when Blanche's old movies are revived on TV and Jane finds out, she's overcome by jealousy and anger. She should be famous. She should have a comeback, not her sister. She becomes increasingly unhinged in her mind, flashing from her 10-year-old girl as a star to her hideous and cruel present self. Can Blanche escape this hellhole of Hollywood torture and decay? The final scene, this, again, not giving it away, is amazing. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, though a schlocky, much-imitated horror movie, it did work as a comeback for Bette Davis, who, after this point, carves a new career as a queen of fear. All About Eve, directed by Joseph L. Mankiewicz. Margot, played by Bette Davis, is a great Broadway actress at the peak of her career. Eve, played by Ann Baxter, is a super fan. She shows up at every single performance in a trench coat with a crumpled Tilly hat. When they actually meet backstage one night, Eve's earnest story of love and loss entrances Margot and all her friends with her freshness and sincerity. Margot gives her a room in her home, and Eve becomes a combination maid, confidant, and personal assistant. But Margot gradually becomes suspicious when she sees Eve studiously imitating her every move. She's not worshiping her, she's trying to become her. Her friends dismiss Margot's fears as an aging actress with an egotistical paranoia. Soon enough, Eve becomes Margot's actual understudy with some manipulation, and she wows the critics, especially the all-powerful and all-knowing theater critic Addison DeWitt, played by George Sanders. I'd like to hear Lynn's comment on this character. Is Eve the ingenue she pretends to be, or is she a psychopath manipulator? All About Eve won a slew of Academy Awards, but you know what? It really deserved it. This movie's a masterpiece. It's an example of the pettiness, deception, artifice, and manipulation of the whole world of acting on stage. It's also a women's movie, like most of Bette Davis's pictures. Must be seen. All About Eve, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and Jezebel are all part of TIFF's program, The Hard Way, the films of Bette Davis. Go to tiff.net for listings. Also opening today is Empire of Dirt, a Canadian drama about three generations of stubborn First Nations women who are thrown together for the first time. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.